Hi, right, back here on the Peter Hegg Radio Show. Thanks to our friends over at FortPatriot.com. Chris and the great staff over there at FortPatriot.com keeping you informed of issues that matter on their main page. And then also a great resource for young people, the Patriots Club for Kids. A lot of great information there. Also, if you're a homeschooling parent, when it comes to American heritage, American history, if you want a great source to turn to equip yourself for education of your children and also to equip your children for self-edification, the Patriots Club for Kids is a great resource, as is FortPatriot.com, with hundreds of thousands of items in their online store. You want to make sure you take advantage of it. FortPatriot.com, good friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated. The White House isn't pleased about it. Democrats are embarrassed about it, but Benghazi's back. My applause to the Republicans who have been pushing for answers to this. And for people that say, well, they're just going on a fishing trip. Now, these are the same people who make that accusation, the same people that were out in the streets demanding to know what Bush knew and when he knew it about 9/11. Yes, same people now think that, well, Benghazi's water under the bridge. Why? Why is it water under the bridge? Because there was a Democrat in office when it happened? Why is there water under the bridge? Because it's the election's over, so it doesn't matter. Now, why is it water under the bridge? Because not as many people died in that attack as died on 9/11 in 2001. So we just shouldn't care. More people died there than the Boston bombing. Are you hearing nearly as much about that? This is what is obnoxious to me about the whole thing. We haven't had an American diplomat murdered since the 70s, and just the lack of interest that came from the White House, a lack of interest that came from the voting public, as this was exploding during the election, the lack of interest that came from the media was astounding. And the only way to prove how astounding it would have been, or it was, would have been if you could relive that election and put George W. Bush in the White House when that occurred, in the lead up to his reelection bid. Would it have gotten the off the table dismissal that the media gave it under Barack Obama? Now listen, this is what we've learned in the hearings and the discussion and everything else. This is a summary that was put together by Guy Benson over at Town Hall. It's a very good summary. Six things that we've learned. Number one, Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula. That's the name of the group. AQAP. That group was directly involved in the raid that killed four Americans, including our ambassador to Libya. Leaders in Washington knew the Benghazi massacre was a terrorist operation almost immediately. And officials on the ground suspected as much from the get-go. They knew it. This is what all of the personnel, the whistleblowers, all of the people involved have been saying in the hearings. You haven't been hearing a lot about the hearings because it's an embarrassment to Barack Obama. But if your first interest is in defending Barack Obama at all costs, not holding our leaders accountable, then you're not going to care about this. But if you're a person that says, screw the party, who cares about that? What's important is truth. Then what has been revealed in the hearings? And by the way, even if you think the Republicans are just doing this to go after Barack Obama, so be it. I'll use the Republicans just trying to go after Barack Obama to get at truth. And what has been revealed is it was a terrorist operation, and Washington knew it almost immediately. The officials that were there, they never had a second thought that it was something other than a terrorist operation. And we know that the administration of Barack Obama misleadingly denied and downplayed any terrorist connection for weeks. Second thing we know, a special operations officer with detailed knowledge of the U.S. response to the attacks says that the administration that Washington could have ordered a rescue intervention mission to save American lives, but did not, for reasons that remain unclear. For reasons that remain unclear. No one knows. You have a special operations officer who is testifying and saying, and by the way, he had very detailed knowledge of what was going on regarding those attacks. He said, absolutely, we could have intervened. Absolutely, we could have had a rescue mission to save those American lives. But the call never came from Washington, D.C. I don't care if you call yourself a Democrat. I don't care if you remain an Obama supporter. Don't you think that deserves an answer? Don't you think the families of this deserve an answer? Same people that will trot out there and say that the families of Newtown deserve a vote on gun control when gun control would not have saved a single life. Don't you think the families of the slain in this 9/11 terror attack deserve an answer why the operation that could have saved their loved ones' lives was never ordered? Third thing we've learned. Lawyers for the potential whistleblowers within the government say their clients have been intimidated into silence by the administration. These attorneys allege that the government has been uncooperative in granting them security clearances, which they say are necessary to facilitate adequate legal representation. So protection for whistleblowers, something liberals used to be pretty big on, now goes out the window because they're blowing the whistle on Barack Obama, and they've been intimidated into silence. That sounds a little bit like obstruction of justice, doesn't it? You don't want the truth to get out, so you threaten somebody's job. Number four, we've learned that nearly 8 months after the fact, here in the midst of political scrutiny that's ratcheting up again, the FBI has finally released photos of several Benghazi suspects. No arrests have been made in connection to the deadly terrorist attack so far. None. Number five thing we've learned. Told you there were six. The fifth thing we've learned. Former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's signature is on a memo that denied requests for increased security assets in Benghazi. Chris Stevens, who was our ambassador, and his predecessor there in Libya, had both asked for enhanced protection due to the increasingly dangerous climate on the ground. And Hillary Clinton's signature is on a memo that denied those requests. Left can talk all they want about Hillary Clinton in 2016. This document right here could end up being the document that should tube her opportunity and her chance. The sixth thing we've learned, the identities of three Benghazi whistleblowers, witnesses who will testify this week, have now been revealed. Massachusetts Democrat Stephen Lynch was on Fox News Sunday this week. Said the administration's talking points about the act of terrorism were false and wrong. He said this was a deliberate and strategic attack on the consulate. What he's saying is that the administration of Barack Obama, in the midst of an election campaign, intentionally misled the American people into thinking that they weren't really sure what was going on and they didn't want to act too hastily. Now, what Guy Benson writes over at Town Hall, I really appreciate. The truth of the matter is that these talking points that were meant to throw people off the scent of what was going on, that's really the least significant element. I understand some Republicans may play that up as the most important. Why is the administration lying to the American people? Well, that's an easy answer. It's in the middle of an election. It's the heat of a re-election campaign. The president doesn't want to be embarrassed, and this had the potential for being a huge embarrassment. This had the potential for costing him the election. So I get it. I don't agree with it, but I get it. I understand Republicans want to drag and highlight that, but that's not the most serious thing here to discuss. That's not the thing that I'm most interested in. I get that. The president wanted to get reelected, and he saw that as a threat to it. Okay, fine, I understand it. What I don't understand is this. What we deserve answers to, every American deserves answers to, is this. Why? Why? It's inexplicable. Why the administration would withhold requested additional security resources and actually withdrew the ones that were already there, which meant there was a woefully inadequate security presence in a very, very dangerous place. Why do we have three times the security at embassies in Germany, for instance, than what we had in Libya? Especially when the ambassadors, Stevens and his predecessor, were begging the administration for more security, said it's not adequate. That deserves an answer. Why withdraw existing security, and why deny the request for more security? And the second question that deserves an answer, and every single one of us, Republican, Democrat, conservative, liberal, should be demanding, is why did we take no action to save the American lives during that 8-hour siege? You got a special ops officer who knew what was going on there on the ground, says plenty of time to organize a rescue operation, to intervene. And I'll tell you this right now, those Al-Qaeda punks who were storming the embassy and laying siege to it, they see those black helicopters coming in with American Special Forces. That siege is going to be over pretty quick. Why did the administration choose? They had to choose. They had plenty of time. It went on for 8 hours. They knew what it was. They knew what it was from the get-go, according to testimony. They knew almost immediately that this was a terror attack. Why did they take no action to save American lives? Who's responsible for that? If it's not the president, fine. Tell us who it was. And where was the president in all of this? These are questions that most certainly deserve answers. And then I sure hope none of you who find yourself on the left side of the political aisle are willing to ignore or turn the other way over. That's the kind of stark partisanship that Barack Obama promised was going to change, that Democrats have been talking about getting rid of. Well, here's your opportunity. These families deserve an answer. So start giving them, Mr. President. And if you don't know because you were not involved, then point us in the direction of who does. You know, yeah, sure, and then explain why you weren't involved. But I want to know who was involved, why were the security requests denied, and why was no action taken to save these lives when it could have been. I think that's fair. I think it's beyond fair. I'm not even asking about why the administration, after all of this happened, continued to lie to the American people about what it was and about they just weren't sure. I don't even care about the Candy Crawley thing in the debate where she falsely supported Barack Obama's statement and made it appear as though he was right and Mitt Romney was wrong when that wasn't the case. I don't even care about that. That is not nearly as concerning as why was security denied, increased security, and why did we take no action? Thanks to our friends of Attaboy Productions Incorporated, like those over at Gordo's Taco Shop. Got an email from Tim, who said he's recently, because of health issues, been put on a gluten-free diet. It's tough to find good food. On a whim, he went in, checked out Gordo's Taco Shop just to see what he could get there. And he said, I was elated to find out everything except those corn tortillas that they've got for some of their items. Everything was acceptable. So, health concerns, it doesn't matter. You can still get the most authentic. Tim said it was a great surprise. He also went on to say that the Botanas are simply unbelievable. I'm telling you, it's the best plate of nachos you'll ever had. They kick butt and take names. The Botanas. Go and try them out. 3015 South LaFountain Street in Kokomo, Indiana. Tim gives his hearty recommendation. I do as well. 3015 South LaFountain Street, Gordo's Taco Shop, open until 9 p.m.